Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome once again, once again, once again to the Voice of Joy. Pastor Yolanda coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting, amen, on the air. Are you out there? Are you listening to the Voice of Joy? Amen. What a blessing to be with you again. It's a Saturday afternoon, and we have been in the 100 degrees. I believe we've reached 106 a couple of days in there, and everything is dry around us, but praise God. We're going to praise God, hallelujah, because there's no dryness in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Voice of Joy. As always, we're going to open up with prayer. We have several special guests coming on today, and today we're going to do a memorial service, and we're just going to bless the Lord as only we know how to bless him from the depths of our soul, our heart. Praise God. We thank God. We worship him, and we lift him up today, because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Welcome again to the Voice of Joy. Going to start out with a song, and if a call comes in, we'll just take those calls, because I'm expecting a couple of guests, amen, maybe three, hopefully several. But anyway, remember the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. And if you're going through anything today, we're going to lift up a prayer for you, hallelujah, that God himself will touch your heart. Soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends, I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. That's when things start happening. When I stop looking at bad things. When I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. See, I couldn't seem to fall asleep. I had so much on my mind. I was searching for that peace I could not find. So I went down on my knees. I prayed, Lord, help me. Jesus said, you don't have to cry. Soon as I stop worrying about how that story ends, I let go and I let my God have his way. That's when things start happening. When I start looking at back then, I let go and I let God have his way, let God, let him have his way, trust in Jesus, he'll bring you through, there's nothing to hard for my God to do. Let go. Sometimes in our lives, we have to let go and let God. Heavenly Father, most gracious Lord, we come to you in prayer today. Lord, whatever's bothering us, whatever's troubling us, we're going to let go and we're going to let God. Hallelujah. We're going to stop worrying. We're going to stop, hallelujah, not trusting in you, but we're going to lean unto you, hallelujah, and let you have your way. We're going to let go and let God. Help us, Lord Jesus, bless us. And all the things we're going through, all of the trials and troubles and situations, hallelujah, we're going to put everything behind us. And we're going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that is set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank you, Jesus. Soon as I stop worrying, worrying about how that story ends. But I let go and I let God. Amen. Let it go. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and let it go. Amen. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We pray to you, Jesus, today. Bless us as we let go. In Jesus' name, knowing that you'll bring us through. To this God, stop worrying, worrying about how that story ends. And I let go and I let God let him, I let him have his way. I let him have his way. I let go. Looking on back then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let go. Amen. Soon as I stop worrying, amen, and give it all to Jesus, that I know he'll make a difference in my life. Do you believe that? Are you out there? Are you listening to the voice of joy on Blog Talk Radio? Pastor Yolanda, remember the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Come on, let's praise in the day in Jesus' name. Everything that's happened to me that's been good, God did it. By God did it. I tell you, everything that's happened to me that's been good, God did it. By God did it. Radio, amen. You have to call in from your phones, amen. and we'll see if we can find out what's going on with the call-in numbers. Amen. Somebody say amen out there in Jesus' name. God did it. Yes, he did. And I hope that caller will call back in again. Remember, the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Yes, he did. My God did it. Oh, yes, he did. I tell you everything that's happened to me, that's been good, God did. Let's try this number again.
Hello, is anybody there?
Hello, are you there? Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Becky, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I'm so grateful to have you on the Voice of Joy today, giving a call in. Becky's from Park Avenue Christian Church, and she's going to share some words of encouragement with you today, and I believe she's starting her own show. Is that correct?
Well, I have a chance to do a 15-minute radio show on purchasing.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Oh, it'll be a professional TV show or radio show that they talk and give purchasing tips.
Amen. And the name of the show so other listeners on this show can listen in to your show.
I don't know what that will be. It's a national show and they haven't given me all those details. So I'll have to get those and call you next week and maybe know what that is.
Okay, that sounds good, too. Okay, it's so good to have you on the Voice of Joy. Becky and I go to the same church, and we just shout and share the Lord with everybody everywhere. And we have a program at our church called A Word from Your Sponsor. So we're going to use this opportunity for Becky to give a word from the sponsor at Park Avenue Christian Church, if she doesn't mind, or just have a few words with all the listeners that are out there, and be a blessing. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, Park Avenue has many, many great things to offer, from the music to the fellowship. We just got information about our choir program that'll start again for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All the youth. I just wanted to say about making choices and how our youth have so many choices, and as adults we have choices. It seems that no matter what you choose, you can go down the good path or the bad path, and choices have consequences. And even as adults, we need to remember that. We try to tell our kids that, but I look at so many adults and the choices they make and think, why would you do something that stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Or that against God?
Okay. And the sermon for today, the message for today is God's encouragement in our lives. And that's what I'm going to be speaking on today, because we look so much at the negative. But today we're going to look at how exactly can we get that encouragement from God to make better choices and to do better things and to be a better example to our youth. And not only to our youth, we need to become an example to ourselves first before we can reach out and touch somebody else. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And if we don't like ourselves and we don't like our choices we're making, we can't show God's glory to others.
Right.
That's Satan coming along and saying, I made you do this today, and look at the great glory you've given Satan and not the great glory you've given God.
Right. But once we learn to study that Bible and really get into the Bible, the other books are great, but the other books cannot replace the Word of God. And that's why I stay within the Word of God and understand what he's saying to me in my life. And therefore, I can search myself and then carry that out to ministry wherever I go. Amen. Becky is one of our ministers at Park Avenue Christian Church, and I love to hear her speak when she's in the pulpit. Amen, because she has interesting things to say, and she's exactly the example that God would want in the church. Amen, because she's leading everybody straight to Jesus. Amen.
Well, and that's what, having been high school Sunday school teacher, it's hard to keep the kids' attention, and it's hard to keep them in the Bible without relating that to today's world. And I would take those Bible situations and relate that to, what if that was you?
Correct.
You know, just like Noah that had to pack the ark and go, what would you take with you? If you had 30 minutes to pack your life and get out of the house, what would you take with you?
That's a good example. Amen. That's
because
a
so many of them think their phone, their life, and I tried to say, okay, you're going to be traveling, you're going to be walking, only what you can carry. What would you take?
Only what you can carry. And that's a message that Jesus had in the Bible to the disciples when he sent them out. He said, take neither purse nor scrip nor anything with you. But when we just go, and God will give us exactly what we need for the journey. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, and so many of the kids don't think of that.
So many of any of us think of that. We can be caught off guard in a split second if somebody makes us angry or upset. Amen. The first thing that comes to mind, we need to pray. Think and pray first before we answer anybody or anything anywhere. Amen. And then we'll stay on track because we just want to do things our way, not God's way. But today we're talking about encouragement, amen, that only God can give us in our lives. And I'm going to crack that nutshell open today, and I hope everybody that's listening will be blessed. Amen.
Well,
I appreciate you calling.
I will listen further. So you have a good show.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow morning at church.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's a fifth Sunday, so I don't have to go to the nursing home. But I want you to keep in prayer. Margaret Jane, she passed at Genesis, and I'll be officiating over her service Monday. So keep that family in prayer. And I know you are a prayer warrior from your heart.
Yes, yes.
What a blessing to have you on, Becky. Okay, and God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having me. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Okay, that's one of my church members calling in, and I expect others callers to be calling in, and I was right in the middle of a song, but I think I have another caller already. Can you hold for just a minute with the song, and we'll get that caller and see what they have to say, and I do believe this is one of my special guests I have coming on today, and are you out there? Are you listening
Hello?
To the voice of joy? Hello.
Hey, Auntie Annie.
Hey,
this is Rajin. I'm good, and you?
What a blessing. This is Rajin, right?
Uh-huh. I was calling because I was thinking about you and trying to see how you were doing.
Okay, and I'm getting calls by the dozens, but I'm going to let the other caller wait for just a minute, and I'm going to continue talking to you. I appreciate your call. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. I'm filling out some scholarship applications right now.
All right, we're going to pray on that job, and you're going to get that job immediately. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to work out for you. Rajin is getting ready to go to college. This is one of my great nieces calling, and I have some other great nieces and nephews on the line waiting also. So I'm going to ask that caller that's calling in. I have another call calling in, but I'm going to ask them to wait for just a minute. Amen. It's another Des Moines, Iowa call. Amen. Okay, so you're getting ready to go to college?
Yep, next summer I'll be there.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm proud of you. And you know I love you.
I love you too, Auntie Annie.
Okay, anything else you want to say before the other great eight gets in?
Oh, no, I'm going to go ahead and let you finish your show, but I hope you have a great show today, Auntie Annie, and I love you.
I love you, and thank you for being such an encouragement to me on the show. God bless you.
No problem.
Okay. From me to you.
All right. Bye, Tiani.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Hello. Hello. Oh, they hung up. Let me take the next call that I have. Hello. Are you out there? 244-8046. Can you hear me?
I'm trying to listen.
Hello.
Am I back in queue again? I thought I was just going
to
listen.
Oh, you're supposed to hang up.
I did. I hung up and called back, and I thought I was just in listening.
Okay, you're just listening. Okay, I took you as a call. Okay. go ahead and listen, and I'll try and put you back in queue. You're back in queue. Okay. Thank you so much. That was Rajin calling me, and I'm hoping the other nieces and nephews will get the call. Amen. We're doing a special memorial for one of my nephews, that Donnie Crockett. Amen. And a young man that I won't go into detail, but he's gone on to glory. And to all of those that have gone on to glory, and just giving praise and honor to Jesus Christ for each and every one. Amen. Jerry Canfield did street ministry, homeless street ministry, and I was able to do that ministry with him. And praise God, hallelujah, for the saints of God that have gone on to glory. Amen. But just giving a praise, and the whole broadcast is to them, and encouraging the families to going on, knowing that God is in your life and there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Because God can do anything but fail. Amen. So trust in him and lean on unto the Lord, amen, and let God have his way in your life, like the song we were singing at the beginning of the program, Let Go and Let God. Let me share something that I would like to share with you that I received from my bishop in California when I was out there. And it says, I am now releasing my faith by confessing this to be the greatest day of my life. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am a recreated being. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. I am created into his glorious image and likeness. Hallelujah. I am full of his spirit and divine power. I am God's property. I have been bought with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I am free from the curse of the law, sin, sickness, worry, poverty, fear, doubt, worry, confusion, and all that Satan represents shall not have dominion over me. I am prospering in my spirit, my soul, my body, and my finances, for I am a liberated person. Jesus said, I will know the truth, and the truth shall make me free. I am standing fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made me free. I am expecting God to meet all my needs, hallelujah, and to do super abundantly above all I dare to ask, hope, dream, or desire in every area of my life. I speak directly to every mountain of satanic adversity in my life and command, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to command those things, hallelujah, to shake free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then I go, and amen, as we read this, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you're taking this to heart and hearing everything that's being said. Amen. For these things in our life that we are confessing to, stop confessing to them and let God have his way. For those things cannot stay. They must go in Jesus' name. Through the abundance of God's grace, I have received the gift of righteousness, for I am the righteousness of God in Christ and am now rejoicing, hallelujah, in this life by Christ Jesus Christ. Today, I will worship him with all my heart. Today, I will worship him with all my spirit, with all my strength. Today, I lift up my voice and hands in praises and adoration to his glorious name, for he is worthy of praise, and he has made me worthy to praise him. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Amen. Today, the message is being encouraged by God in our lives. Remember, you're listening to the Voice of Joy, Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Yolanda, broadcasting to you live on the air. Thank God for each and every caller and each and every guest that has called in. For all of you that are out there listening, amen, I'm still trying to find a way to get those thank yous to you, because many of you have broadcast and you are taking the time to listen to me. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I was kind of waiting for Ashley to call in. She usually calls in on Saturday and sings a song, amen. She's a 20-year-old young woman in Tennessee. And I love to have her call in because she's growing stronger and stronger. And I'm praying for the young people, praying for our young people, praying for Lily. Amen. I think she went to the youth. I think she should be back by now. She went out to do a missionary service. And I'm just thankful for that, for all of our youth. Amen. In underground ministry. Amen. And youth in every church that's doing a work for the Lord. My prayers are with you. Amen. Praise God. Have a camp meeting coming up on August the 11th. Amen. And I didn't think I could do it, but God said he will do it for me. I found a woman that will come in and do a puppet gospel show for the children. Amen. Amen. And a few other things that are going on at our church. Amen. Remember on the 22nd that Lynette is having a fall bazaar. Amen. To those of you that are out there listening, I know there's some people in Des Moines, Iowa that are listening. No matter what church you're going to, come on, churches, let's walk together. Let's get together and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Park Avenue Christian Church is a busy church. Hallelujah. With ministry flowing like I can't believe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in the music department, amen, let's uplift and hold up Linda Chamberlain. Amen. Her brother passed, and we miss David quite a bit. Amen. But God is able, and he'll send somebody in there to assist Linda and to, for that choir to continue on singing to the glory of God. Amen. I'm part of that choir, and I'm proud of that. I can't be there all the time because I'm out doing ministry. Bethel Mission, amen. Let's give you a plug in there. The Hope Ministry, amen. I appreciate you letting me come in to preach the gospel and to shout in my own style. Amen. When I come in, what a blessing. Souls are saved, and that's what it's all about. Let's try another song, and then we'll come back and see if another caller will call in. There are many of you out there, and I appreciate you so very, very much. Amen. That's still part of that song that I was singing before I took a call, but let's just continue it on. If you have any words you'd like to say about encouraging God, just remember that God did it. And you know what? He'll do it again. Amen. Remember, the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Are you out there? Are you listening to the voice of joy? Praise God. I was looking in the Bible today because I'm preparing a sermon for Bethel Mission. And God just blessed my soul. Let me share a scripture with you. Amen. That God gave to me. And I hope you're reading that Bible, the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that's going to keep us. There's storms will come, but Jesus will come quicker than any storm and carry you through. Amen. Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Are you looking for a blessing today? Are you looking for relief from the storm? Hold your head up and open your Bible to Isaiah, verse 41, chapter 41, verse 10. And it reads, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not afraid, for I am thy God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to sing this at Park Avenue Christian Church tomorrow. So I'll rehearse it right now with you, if that's all right with you. Amen. Because we all need to stay encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name.
Then I cried, oh, Father. My words in vain. tempted often to love. Now I wanna grumble and complain. Then I think of Jesus, heard and all He's done for me. Then I cry, oh,
amen. Let's try another song and then we'll go and listen to Bishop for a little while before we get ready to close talk. Looks like rain. My girl alone, we know about you. We'll understand.
Oh, I don't
when my hope is running out. Somebody tell me, is there a Christian in the house? Somebody tell me, is there a Christian in the house? Well, harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few.
Listening to the voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda. Looks like it's going to rain. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. And I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for all he's done and everything my God is getting ready to do. Are you out there? Are you listening to the voice of Joy? Amen. Amen. Let's tiptoe down to Fresno, California. Amen. And then we'll come back and do a couple of songs and then we'll get ready to close off. But let's tiptoe down to Fresno, California. And let's see what they're doing down there. That's a shouting church, too. Let's see what some of the songs that they have for us. I'm sorry, but I love my music. Amen. Amen. It's music that can uplift my spirits. I have read the Word of God. I've studied the Word of God. I've put sermons together for everything that I need this week. And every now and then, it's, music is like dessert. So let's have some dessert. Let's go tiptoe down to Fresno, California, and see what they're doing down there. Is that all right? Remember, the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. Are you out there? Are you listening to the voice of Joy?
I hope so. Amen.
I know you are, and thank you so much for listening. Amen. Henry L. Johnson, Fresno, California, Hawaii District Council. And I was right there in the council meeting. So I'm going to let you praise God, and then we'll hear a message from him. Is that all right? Amen. Somebody say amen out there. Praise the Lord.
Give a blessing, Lord, to thy precious. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not see till I rest in peace with thee. So draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious sweet heart. One more time. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross with us and done. That I love so much. It says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to faith in at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the faith of the Lord. With me will be with me to be in hands together, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This time we're going to ask Elder Johnny Lee to come and lead us in prayer. Let us stand at this time. Let every heart pray. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we're thanking you and praising you, Lord, for this day. For this is a day that you've made, Lord, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. We thank you for our diocese. Lord, and we thank you for the word, oh God. Oh God, help it, oh Lord, to go down on the inside and minister to our inner man, Lord. For we know that your word is spirit and it is life. Bless our bishop. Bless our ears that we would hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Lord, and not be forgetful hearers, but become practitioners, become doers of your word. Now, Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. As we remain standing, we want to present to you the illustrious leader of the state of California and the state of Hawaii. Are y'all hungry?
Amen.
Anybody hungry this morning?
Amen.
The word tells us he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. If you're hungry, you came to the right place. It is my great pleasure to present to you the diocesan of the 16th Episcopal District of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, our leader, Bishop Henry L. Johnson. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for our bishop. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's a church that I was in attendance at, and I just praise God for it. I was brought up the right way. Amen. And you know, a lot of you, we're looking for encouragement to come from God. But we need to learn to encourage ourselves from within. Let me interrupt right there to let you know that you're listening to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 1-888-342-0407. What a blessing to be able to come to you on a Saturday afternoon and to share some of these messages. Why am I sharing the messages? Why not preach them myself? I will from time to time. But let me say this. We need to know the root of where a person came from. Amen. And the speaker that was over them as they were growing in ministry. Because there are many people that are out there in ministry that are so discouraged with how they're doing and what people are saying and how people feel. Amen. Take your eyes off of the people. Amen. Or God will tell you like he told Jeremiah, lest I confound you before them. But you need to go forth in the word of God and let God have his way and give praise to wherever step that God has brought you through. Remember when Jacob was falling asleep, he was running away from home. Amen. His mother sent him down to meet her brother, amen, where he could get a fresh start, amen, because of all the trouble that was at home. We will have trouble sometimes, but through every trouble and situation that we go through, encourage yourself, amen. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord, amen. Encourage yourself and be the best friend that you've got and carry on in the name of Jesus, because Jesus will see you through. Amen. I don't care what church you have been in, what church you have. Those are steps that God gave you, amen, to take you from one realm to another because you weren't strong enough to go straight into the churches and the situations that he's placed you in right then and there. But it's there. Plant your feet in the house of the Lord and stop running from church to church, amen. But stay in one place until God moves you, until God elevates you, until God lifts you up, until God strengthens you, until God brings you to a higher level in him. It's not about going to church, but he has called many of you, and you're not willing to be a shepherd like David. You're not willing to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and let him strengthen your heart. But you need to start being willing as of today, amen, because he has good things for you. He said, I know the things I have prepared for you. Amen. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in good health. I have come through this, amen. I'm proud to say that I was part of a Methodist church, Maple Park United Methodist Church. I'm proud to be able to say that God, during the trial and the tribulation in my life, that he took me straight to California. Amen. And from there, it was there. By faith, I received my sight. Amen. And went to a shouting higher level in Jesus Christ. And now he has me in a level where I'm ministering right and left. Hallelujah, and preaching the gospel all over. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. I let him move me. Amen. We'll let you listen to the teaching that I received. Amen. While I was under the teaching of this bishop. Amen. But praise God. Come on, saints of God. Encourage yourself in the Lord and let God know that you have faith in him. Let's listen to a portion of this down in Fresno, California, with the Hawaii District Council. And then we'll have a few songs, and pretty soon, oh, it goes so fast. But again, you're listening to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda, on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 1-888-342-0407. Let's listen to a portion of this lesson that Bishop is teaching. Amen. I was hoping my little friend would call in today, but apparently she's going to wait until next week. The line may have been busy, but I hope she'll call in soon. God bless you. Listen closely to what Bishop has to say. Amen. It is teaching. Are you encouraged today? Are you carrying on in the name of Jesus? Are you walking with him? Amen. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Let's fly down to this seat in the church and sit right here so we can hear this teaching. And there are thousands that go to hear this teaching of this great man of God. And he should be in his late 90s by now, but I'm sure he's still teaching the word of God. Amen. Amen. Remember the call-in number, 1-888-342-0407. Thank you so much. Let me give one of my brothers a plug. Amen. Donis McClure, he'll be coming down to the camp meeting to speak, and he'll also be coming to the Fall Bazaar to display some of his books. And also my niece, Kathy McClure. Amen. She has her own publishing company, and hopefully, I'm hoping that she'll respond and come down and share, amen, what she has to say in the Word of God. She's quite a preacher. She's quite a teacher. Amen. Having a little technical difficulties with this sound system right now, but we're just going to go ahead and see what we can come up with and let God have his way. Amen. I'm hoping you're enjoying the program today. The weather's cooling down for us here in Des Moines, Iowa. Amen. Oh, by the way, Autumn Harding. Amen. She'll be graduating August the 4th. That is my niece, my great niece, and I praise God for her. Amen. I think we're going to get a portion of Bishop. If not, we'll go into a song because we have to close off for this.
But see, Sabina did not see death. And
God is good all the time, and I'm sorry about that.
God,
but let's
God,
listen to this.
You
word.
Will not have to worry about being put somewhere in a tomb or in a grave somewhere if you please God. And saints of God, I don't know just how long, but somehow with all the things that's happening, it makes me believe that the coming of the Lord is soon to take place. When all of these things that I see taking place, it seems like the fulfillment of prophecy, even that of Jesus Christ himself in the 24th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus spoke, when men wanted to know, his own disciples wanted to know, tell us, when will these things be? He told us that now even when you see the sign, or rather see the budding of the fig tree, it's just the same thing. When you see all of these things come to pass, just as you see the budding of the fig tree and know that the summer is nigh, when you see all of these things happening, people who have children and the children turn on them, look what's happening with that case where these children kill their mother and father for their money. It's happening everywhere. So we must be mindful. If we're going to please God, look up. Take God at his word, even though, and let me tell you something else. You see, I have to walk now. See, I think all of you know, when I feel this like I do, I have to walk. I can't sit.
Go ahead, Bishop.
We are living in a time when we're holding a lot of stuff.
Come on.
Get rid of your stuff.
Come on.
Pack up for moving. In the book of Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, to now, I want you to pack your stuff for moving. And he did it. He said, I sign the deed in the presence of witnesses. And it happened like God said. Just as sure as I'm standing before you today, If you continue to hold stuff in you, you know you don't love your brother.
Come on, Bishop.
You know you are gossiping. Gossip is sinful.
Come on, Bishop.
When you're talking a lot of stuff and you don't know whether it's true or false, that is sin.
Come on.
Speak that which you know. Let your ways please God. Walk by faith. And faith is when God said, come on, it don't even seem like you can make it. The way seems dark. I can't see my way. But I heard the voice of God. And when I heard it, he said, come on. I have already overcome. You can make it. Don't let the devil make you believe you can't make it. You can make it. It's time for us to shake ourselves from the dust.
Yeah.
Put on your beautiful garment.
Yeah.
What is that beautiful garment? It is the righteousness of God. Holiness is right. Oneness is right. Yep.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Take somebody right now and ask them, are you going to make it?
Are you going to make it? Yes, we
are. Not just in case they don't know if they can. Tell them you can make it.
You can make it, yes.
Come on, tell them again, you can make it.
You can make it. Yes. Somebody's
getting happy. I only have a few more minutes here. There was some other things I wanted to bring to your attention. Number four. By faith, Enoch pleased God because Enoch walked with God.
Come on.
I thought I'd cover that because I was trying to help you to understand the only way you can walk with God is to please God. You got to stay in step with God. And this is what I was trying to illustrate when I was talking about people marching in a company. As saints of God, we ought to believe the same thing.
Listen.
Walk by the same rules. I'm not talking about just because you have on a white dress today, I ought to have on a white suit.
Come on.
I'm not talking about today just because you wear a blue tie, I ought to wear a blue tie.
Come on.
See, no need to get up in church and change your message just because somebody come in church that you don't think they ought to look like you think they ought to look. But preach the word.
Yes, sir.
If the word don't save people, nothing will save us.
Man.
We try to be more strict on people than God.
Come on, you're preaching.
We.
I told you, I have a good teacher.
You see, what we have to understand, you cannot make people live holy. Folks going to tell you, say, Elder Crenshaw, you let down. I remember one time Bishop Conwell, he said, somebody was asking the question in the board meeting. So, Bishop, tell me, you allowing this and you allowing that? So you change. He said, uh-huh. He said, tell me, your young people are doing this. He said, I didn't know that. Then later, just a year or two later, Bishop Bowden was in the same kind of meeting. The question was raised, said, Bishop, have you changed? He said, change what? He said, well, to tell me you letting your young people do this and do that. And he named a number of things, and I'm not going to name it now.
All right.
But he said, you mean I let down when I just silence 100 young people for this? God never told you to walk around looking. You see, Enoch pleased God.
All right.
He had a testimony that God says, go right, and that's the way I'm going. When God says stop, I stop. When he said turn around, I'm going to turn around. When he said be in prayer meeting, that's where I'm going.
Come on.
When he said be in Bible class, that's where I'm going.
Come on.
When he said do whatsoever your hand finds to do,
hallelujah,
let me find something to do.
Yes.
There is no time for saints to sit down. Sister down in, I believe it was in Carolina somewhere, singing a song, God Can't Use You Sitting Down. That was in the missionary service. Since this is missionary day, sitting down, brother, sitting down, sitting down. I'm going to change it to sister. Oh, sitting down, sister, sitting down, sitting down, sister.
Amen.
Sitting down, sister.
Amen.
God can't,
God
use,
can't
you.
Use you.
Sitting down. Come on with it. Sitting down.
Amen.
Down,
praise the Lord. Amen. You listen to the Voice of Joy, Pastor Yolanda, on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Today is talking about encourage yourself in the Lord. And I thought I'd share that message with you because that message is so powerful. Amen. Amen. Are you encouraged today? Amen. Are you listening to the Voice of Joy? You can make it. Amen. By the grace of God, you can make it. Amen. Amen. I have a niece that's studying. She called in and she said she's studying and filling out an application, amen, for a job. She needs a job. We're going to pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, that that phone will ring, that that application will go through, and that she'll have the exact job that she needs. It's so hard when you're young and you're struggling and trying to do, amen, what you need to do and what you want to do, and it doesn't seem like it's coming. But I encourage you young people that it is coming. You will find that job. You will find that way. Whatever. And it isn't only the young people. It is also the adults. There comes a time when I preach at Bethel Mission, I can feel the struggle within the people there. Amen. But I go in to encourage and to give hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will make it. You can make it. There are people praying for you. Amen. So don't you dare give up. But hold on in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because there's no other way. God is on. He's on your side. Amen. He's more than the world against you. So the world will talk about you. They'll gossip about you as Bishop was preaching on. Amen. But don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the beat of the world. But listen to the beat of God. And in that message, he was talking about how the army was marching, and this mother was watching the army as the army was marching, and her son was the only one that was out of step. But the mother made the remark that, hallelujah, look at those soldiers. She said, nobody's in step but my son. There's somebody that believes in you, even, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, even when it seems like the world is against you, even when it seems like you're out of step, God is watching you, and he'll bring you through, and he'll put you in step with him and not with the world. Amen. You can make it. I'm praying for you. God will make a change. So just hold on. That job is coming through. Amen. Rajin, that job is coming. To that mother of Donnie, amen. Amen. Colleen, amen. Hold your head up. Amen. God is on your side. Stay encouraged. Kathy Canfield, Jerry has passed and gone on. Amen. But he's there for you. God is there for you. Don't you give up. Amen. And to the family of Margaret James, hallelujah, that service will be held Monday, and I'll be officiating over that service. You pray, hallelujah, that the strength of that family, that they'll stay encouraged, because that's the time when that devil steps in and tries to divide and destroy the family. But he can't destroy what God has put together. So continue to pray, and I'll be praying for you, each and every one of you, to all the churches out there that are open. The birthdays, amen. Jerry Canfield's birthday would have been, amen, tomorrow. Amen. Kathy, stay encouraged. And her birthday was also this month. Amen. And to all my nieces and nephews that had a birthday for this month, I give three cheers for you. Rah, rah, rah. Amen. Amen. I'm proud of you and keep pressing on. To all of you that had a birthday in July, happy birthday. I went over to Floor Heights and shared the birthday party with them. Amen. We have a time at Floor Heights when I go over and I sing songs and they get to clapping and they're happy. If it's just a moment, take time out to go and visit somebody. Amen. In a prison, nursing home, on the street, mission, amen. You've been called, amen. You have a job to do. You can't do that job, as Bishop said, sitting down. Let me share a few songs with you, and then we'll get ready to close off on the Voice of Joy. Amen.
What a blessing to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. It looks like rain, and oh, let's pray for the Olympics. Amen, and the things that they have going on. Amen.
Heart be troubled. Why should you be sad? Stand right here. come my way, I'll rejoice and I'll be glad. I could be better, I could be better. Choice is up to me. So I'm gonna sing. Of overcome, gonna sing cause it's never been a fact that my Lord has won. I said my sorrows to my song, that wouldn't solve a thing. Yes, I'm gonna, I got to sing. Thank you for listening to the voice of joy on Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Yolanda. What a joy it is to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. Amen. Peter, you hear that precious name. Be sure to go to church tomorrow. All right, now. I got to sing. I'm going to sing because Jesus loves me. Going to sing because I've overcome. Going to sing because it's never been a fact that my Lord has won. I can let my sorrows to my song. That wouldn't solve a thing. Yes, I'm gonna. Thank you for listening to the voice of joy. Amen.